This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
All right, welcome back. Hour two, we covered Miami, Ole Miss, and mostly Michael Irvin in hour one. But we'll get back to Oregon, Indiana next hour. Joey Harrington will join us as well, but we're going to turn our attention to some NFL playoff talk here because, you know, we don't have a show tomorrow.
No.
So we have to preview. We have to get your Super Bowl pick, first of all.
Yeah.
Hardest year to pick a Super Bowl ever.
Yeah.
Well, at least that I can remember.
My AFC pick is dead, the Ravens. And then I kind of
pick him anyway.
Yeah, that would be like when you picked both the Tampa Bay and the Lightning to the Stanley Cup.
You got to be bold.
You do have to be bold. My two NFC picks are still alive because I had the Rams if Stafford played 13 games, and if not, it was the Packers. I don't have faith in either one of those, but I'll, you know, at least the Rams are, and the Rams and the Packers are still kicking.
Yeah. Does the bracket, does how it laid out change anything for you? Because, like, I would have said,
well, everything gets reseeded after this, so.
Well, I know, but I just mean, you know, most of the teams still have to play this weekend.
Yes.
Like, I would have said the Bills were interesting, but now that they're going to the Jags, I'm like,
it's tough.
I don't know that they are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean,
Texans, I think they got a pretty good, they have to go on the road.
I think that's
that's a winnable game.
I think
game.
It's a great matchup for the Texans, to be honest with you. I think they are going to absolutely snuff out the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then,
Niners are, I could be totally wrong here, but I feel like the Niners are hosed. Like, I feel like they're too shorthanded to go into Philly and win.
I would think so, but, you know, they've already beaten Philly, and they've shown.
But if they were, if they were in Chicago,
yes,
you would feel a little better about their chances than going into Philly. So, I don't know.
It's a strange world in that even the two teams that we have with the byes in Denver and Seattle, no one really believes in them. There's not a single team that anyone has a true belief in, and I cannot recall a single time where that's the case.
It's true.
I can make a case against, and by the way, a stronger case against any team in this field than I can a strong case for any team in the field. I picked the Rams, and I will make a stronger case against the Rams than anyone can make for them.
Make that case. They're pretty good.
They are good.
But yes, I have watched them down the stretch, and it has not been.
There is not a team in the NFL that manages to F up and lose games that's good.
The Ravens.
That's good. Quite like the
Ravens. I
don't think the Ravens are good. They're not. You're sub 500. You're not good. The Rams, in theory, are the best team in football. And everything from losing games to the Carolina Panthers to gacking away. That game they lost against Philadelphia is one of the worst losses I've ever seen. They were up by 16 points with 6:30 to play in a game against an offense that's not meant to throw the ball in Seattle. And they found a way to lose. Like, it's just, there is, I have zero faith in the Rams. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch.
See, I have, if you were to say, because you're right that it's like, I'm with you. I don't remember a tournament where you can't depend on any team. There's no team that you're, that you feel great about.
No.
If I had to pick one, mine would be the Rams. It would be.
I want to say that.
I think they're really good. And I think that it would
I've seen it too many times this
year,
though.
It would be either the Rams or the Eagles. Well, but again, you're if you have to pick one, it's definitely either LA or Philly for me.
Yeah.
And Philly's offense is just too janky.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go, I'll go Rams. I think the Rams are going to make the Super Bowl. So well, remember,
there is a scenario, by the way, right? Bears beat Packers, Eagles beat Niners, which, by the way, none of those would be upsets, right?
Philadelphia. Well, the Packers are a slight favorite.
Are the Packers a slight favorite?
Yeah, but by like one.
Yeah. And if that's the case, then next week we do get
Rams,
the game
Seahawks.
That we want, and that's Rams Seahawks.
Yeah. And see, I feel like Rams going to beat them. I think Rams beat them.
Well, they should beat them. The last game.
I don't feel so. They cannot play the Bears or the Eagles.
Yeah.
They would play the Packers if the Packers win. Yeah. I'm talking about the Seahawks, by the way.
Yes.
If the Seahawks will host the Packers if the Packers win.
Yeah.
If the Packers don't win, they will host the Niners. If the Niners don't win, they will host the Rams. And if the Rams don't win, they'll host the Panthers.
Yes.
It will be one of those four teams.
Yeah. And I think if you're Seattle, like,
you don't want the Rams.
The only team in that field that you don't want
is the Rams. Exactly.
It's the only one.
But I just feel like the Rams are going to beat Carolina, and they're going to beat Seattle.
Yeah,
I just the Rams are the most trustworthy of the least trustworthy teams.
Yes, I will say in the NFC, sports gun to my head, we love the sports gun. Yes,
we all have them.
I will
packing heat right now.
I will take the Rams.
Okay, and what about the AFC then? So is this your pick then? Or
this is my pick. Well, I picked the Rams at the beginning.
Yeah, stick with it.
I'm sticking with
That's
it.
That's fine.
But I have zero faith in that pick. Zero. But I'll take the Rams. The AFC is way harder for me. It's
more wide open.
It is more wide open. Because at least with the Rams, again, you can kind of... I can be talked into, just don't be idiots and beat yourself and you're fine. In the AFC... the Patriots have beaten nobody. The Chargers do not have an offensive line to speak of. I don't have faith in Bo Nix for 3+ quarters every single game. Don't get me started on the Steelers and their whatever the hell offense they play. I kind of want to like the Jags, but I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Okay.
And again, as much as I hate my Rams pick, it is nothing compared to how much I loathe my AFC pick. But somehow, that crappy offensive line will hold up just enough.
Chargers!
And the Houston Texans will find a way that their defense will drag that sorry-ass offense into the Super Bowl, and you will get Rams, and you will get Texans, and that will be your Super Bowl.
Not a bad pick.
Yes, and the Rams will win the whole stinking thing.
Rams-Texans.
The Rams-Texans.
So the Broncos will get the Chargers if the Chargers win.
Yes.
If they don't win, the Broncos will play the Bills.
Yes.
If they win. If they don't win, the Broncos will play the Texans. So
yes.
Houston's going to have to, likely, going to have to win games in Pittsburgh, in Denver, and then either New England or Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But if they get the Bills on the other side, they would get to host that game.
Yeah. This is gonna. It's gonna be a fun run here. Like the one I want to see most in the AFC. I think Bills Jags is gonna be damn fun because
kickers. Can I bring up I got a little wonton on the kickers.
Oh, give me the wonton.
Well, Cam Little is awesome.
Yeah,
he's the Jags kicker, and he basically makes it from 100 yards.
Yeah,
you have 3 points. Auto three. No, he's great. He's a badass. But we forget Buffalo, if you didn't watch Buffalo last week, and I don't blame you, their kicker's hurt.
Yeah.
So they lost Tyler Bass. He's gone. He's long gone. Matt Prater, they brought in. He's hurt. They were going for two every time against the Jets because they don't have a kicker.
Yeah.
Right there favors the Jags.
Yes.
Look at the kicker situation.
I think Jacksonville.
In a close game?
I think Jacksonville's going to beat Buffalo. And if you would have told me that to start the season, I would have laughed at myself. But I do.
Jacksonville's good, man.
I do think Jacksonville's good.
They're a new Jacksonville.
I think it's a better Jacksonville. And
it's different.
It's different. Some of that, though, I think their defense.
Oh, whoa.
What?
I got a little breaking news.
Oh, what do we got?
This is breaking news.
I just want to sorry to interrupt you, but they just flashed up. So they got Pete Thamel out there doing his bits.
Yeah.
I think that's who that is. Damon Williams Jr. leaning toward return to Washington. Oh, boy. Yeah, somebody, lawyers, yeah. Baby, lawyers.
Well, can I, okay, first off, two things here.
Yeah.
Real quick. They cannot force him to play for Washington. I want this abundantly clear. Damon Williams can go play at LSU. The problem is, one, he may have to pay UW a bunch of money. The other one is, if they control his NIL rights and his revenue share rights, there may not be a path for LSU to pay him. Now, I heard a lot of people saying, well, the SEC has always paid people under the table. Yes. When you're giving a kid 200 grand, Cam Newton, I think it was actually 250, you can hide that. You can do it through the dad's church. When you're trying to give a kid $6 million, the IRS will pay attention to that. You cannot illegally funnel $6 million to a kid. So if someone has gotten to Damon Williams and was like, hey, dumbass, just so you know,
yeah.
You aren't getting paid at LSU. Also, his agent fired him today.
Yeah.
The guy that is advising him is this not his agent. The guy that supposedly convinced Damon Williams to leave is the same dillweed that convinced Nico the Tennessee kid.
Yeah. Iamaliava.
Iamaliava. He's the same guy that convinced Nico
doing great
to play hostage with Tennessee and UCLA. And by the way, I'd like to point out that that ended up costing him several millions of dollars. So Damon Williams has the worst representation in the country. His agent said, we're not doing this. You're out of here. Thanks for coming. And he may now be realizing, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to get paid at LSU. I may have to play down there for nothing. Now it becomes the bigger question. If this is true and they realize, oh crap, we're screwed. I can go play at LSU for free or I can go back to Washington. Now becomes the bigger question. Does Washington take him back or does Washington go bitter X and say, you know what? Here's the middle finger.
Well, it would be awkward.
Good luck playing at LSU for free, and we're going to take the $5 million that we were going to give you, and we'll go find somewhere else.
We know who they're visiting with today?
Huh.
Did you read that?
I did not.
Bo Prabula is up there.
Oh.
And he's pretty good.
Yes.
He's from Missouri.
And he's a more experienced quarterback than Damon Williams. This would be the ultimate FU to Damon Williams. Because, by the way, whether he goes to LSU or somewhere else, that is the working theory, is that the UW could make it very hard for him to get paid. Damon Williams may play somewhere else for next year for just his scholarship and whatever someone can funnel him under the table, and UW could keep him from making any money. And it would be,
weird to take him back at this point.
It would be weird.
I mean, come on.
But to be fair, I don't know what his coaches think of him and I don't know what his teammates think of him. So it would be weird for fans. Yes. But inside that locker room, I don't know if he's popular. I don't know what the coaches, any of that stuff. Because in the NFL, you see this with like holdouts and stuff. No one really gets mad because everyone's like, hey, man, get your bag. You deal with your stuff. College, I don't know. It's a new territory. I think if you're UW, you need to go sit down with, if you're Jed Fish, you need to take a poll from your teammates and simply ask, can he help us win? And do we want him back?
We do know that Jed Fish's wife wasn't happy with his decision.
Kick on the wall. Misfire. Jed Fish's wife what?
Was not happy with Damon Williams' decision.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone. It sounded like no one was.
Yeah.
So, interesting little tidbit there.
I just think it would be hilarious to make him play for a scholarship. Scholarship. And then the year after that, he could go and get paid again. But you're not making up that $5 million.
It's certainly starting to realize, or it's starting to seem like he realizes he has stepped in it here.
Yeah. Oops.
Okay. Let's get back to our NFL talk. We were talking Jags football.
Yeah.
We have hot Jags talk.
Yeah.
And I have another wonton on the Jags.
Yeah. Is it about the turnovers?
No.
Oh.
What do you mean?
They just.
Well, they're not the. You know who has the best turnover margin in the field?
Who's that?
Ooh.
Well, we'd come back with a wonton.
I think it's Chicago. Hmm. I think.
Well, and Chicago's defense isn't very good. And this is kind of my point. Jacksonville's defense kind of lives off of turnovers, and it's at an alarming rate. And I'm always scared. The same thing with Chicago. Like, is that going to continue to eventually, like, when you hit those weird imbalances, they normally come back to the middle. And if that's Jacksonville's D, that could be a kryptonite.
All right, back to the NFL playoffs when we return here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Stupid.
All right, we were talking about the Jags. By the way, in the news is next, we have some late-breaking shooting news in Portland. And yes, it involves ICE.
Great.
But we're doing some wontons here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A little football. One more wonton on the Jags. Hold on, I got to sneeze.
Okay.
Sing, will you?
Old gray mare, she ate what she used to be. Actually, I'm still on a Neil Diamond kick, so I should have been... You know, doing some Neil.
Well, you missed your moment.
Damn it.
The Jags, since acquiring Jakobi Meyers at wide receiver...
He's been huge.
Number 4 passing success rate in the NFL and number 3 EPA per dropback.
Yeah. Who would have thought that him coming over would have unlocked...
That wasn't a huge deal when it happened. You're like, oh, okay, nice little get.
Yeah, Brian Thomas had a little bit of kind of an up and down second season after kind of the breakout rookie campaign. And Meyers has just been... He's been what they needed. Let's also give Liam Cohen some credit. I know it's just the 1 year, but this is by far the best that Trevor Lawrence has looked. And they're running the ball well. You know, Jacksonville is real.
Ooh, now, ball.
It's a great run defense. Their secondary, but...
They'll get a couple picks.
That's the thing is, their turnover, I think they've 10 interceptions with 2 linebackers. Like, and you watch some of Jacksonville... Look, I don't want to say that these are fluky. It's just Jacksonville doesn't have this dominating defense. It's kind of like Chicago. When you look at the statistics, some good, some bad, but they're living in this world of turnovers. And when I look at Jacksonville and Chicago, I'm not certain that the defense is as good as the numbers say. I think it's just one of those where you have an outlier in turnovers.
So Chicago, I pulled up the turnover differential.
Yeah.
Chicago, number 1, plus 22.
Yeah.
Houston is number 2 at plus 17. See, and then Jacksonville is 3rd at plus 13.
And I know this sounds crappy, but Houston creates those. And I think Chicago and Jacksonville, I mean, you create them too. It just, those that's not dominant defense. It's just you're getting sometimes turnovers are fluky, right? Sometimes they just happen. Tip ball bounces up in the air and you grab one. And so when I see, you know, Devin Lloyd, and I forget who the other linebacker is, but when they have 10 interceptions between the two of them, look, those are okay linebackers, but let's not act like Devin Lloyd is Brian Urlacher.
Well, those
are
the types of things that all even out.
Yeah, and that's where I wonder. The biggest matchup in this, though, is the number one run defense in the NFL is Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And the number one rush offense is the Buffalo Bills.
Awesome.
So, you know, this is that kind of heavyweight battle that you want to see, because Buffalo, when they can't run the ball, their offense is doo-doo. They need to be able to run the ball. And, you know, so far this year, I think Jacksonville's the only team to give up less than 90 yards rushing per game. So this is strength on strength. And that may just be, can Josh Allen avoid the turnover? Which, when he doesn't turn it over, he's Superman. And when he does, he's their kryptonite. And can they effectively run the ball on Jacksonville?
I mean, that doo-doo also.
That game may just simply boil down to that, but it's in my opinion by far the best game in this whole wild card weekend.
Weather factor: you've got Chicago hosting Green Bay. They're saying 36 degrees, breezy, periods of snow and rain, and gusts up to 31 miles per hour.
Yikes!
That probably favors Chicago. They run the ball pretty well.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh: cold temperatures. They're saying around freezing, wind gusts up to 27, but no snow or rain.
Yeah.
And that probably favors, I don't know who that favors.
Well, the Texans are just going to suffocate. The Steelers may, can you get negative points in a game?
I don't think so.
If they get zero and they kill Aaron Rodgers, will that lead to the Texans being awarded extra points or the Steelers negative points?
Kamari Lassiter is going to play.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Because if you look at Houston's defense, they've actually given up a lot of points to some bad teams here over the last handful of weeks. Indianapolis dropped 30 on him with Riley Leonard.
Yeah.
21, the Raiders scored 21 and the Cardinals scored 21 on him.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird. But they're getting Kamari Lassiter back, which is huge. Also, a little shout out before we move on to another quarterback, Wonton. A little shout out to the man who saved the Houston Texans season. Do you know of whom I speak?
I do not.
Davis Mills, dude.
Oh. Old long neck himself.
Three starts when Stroud was hurt. 3-0, and he beat the Jags, Titans, and Bills.
Yeah, you kind of forget during the season too that Houston kind of went through a little bit of a whoopsie.
Well, not that. It wasn't that. It was that they sucked.
They weren't good.
Nobody thought they were any good.
Nope. And you know they managed to be on a heater. And there's some quality wins in there. When you look at Houston, who started off the season so poorly, but since then, right, they had that close loss to the Broncos, and then they've beaten Jacksonville, beaten the Bills, beaten the Colts, beaten the Chiefs when the Chiefs were still considered, you know, doing something. They beat the Chargers, and then whatever, the last game of the year against the Colts, although, like you said, they did give up 30, which is kind of alarming. The Texans, they just need their offense to be good. Like,
Their offensive line got a little better.
Yes, they don't need to be great. They just need to be good. The Texans are one of those teams that if you can tell your offense, get me to 19, 20 points, and we'll do the rest. And I think that's the recipe. And normally I would say I don't consider Houston to be that good. I just, in this weird field, is that enough to just have that one scary dominant group? Is that enough to kind of drag them through these playoffs?
And one big factor, and it's a factor every year, depending on who's in, but it's the stat of quarterbacks making their first career playoff start when they play quarterbacks with playoff experience.
Mm.
That number is now 20-39-1 against the spread.
20-39-1. Okay.
Meaning the quarterback who is making his first playoff start is only covering the spread 34% of the time.
Okay.
It's a thing.
So we got what? Bryce
that
Young.
That applies to three quarterbacks this year. Bryce Young against Matt Stafford, Drake May against Justin Herbert,
Caleb
Williams against Jordan Love.
Boy.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that is a big one.
You got to learn how to win in the playoffs.
I would say the most likely there, right? Packers, Bears? Right?
Well, I mean, point spread-wise, yeah.
Point spread-wise. Although, you know, Patriots, Chargers. That's another one of, you know, for the Patriots being the two seed, does anyone have any idea 14-3 what we're going to see from the Patriots?
No.
Like, I just, not at all. I don't know. I just, is this going to be, I think Minnesota won 13 games last year, if I'm not mistaken. Right. And it was like, oh, thanks for coming. Like, bow out.
Who beat them in the playoffs?
Rams. Yeah, the Rams. That was the, you know, Dan
just torched. Yeah, Donald.
Dan Campbell was like, oh, we'll see you next time. No, you won't, because you're going home. I just don't know if the Chargers are healthy enough, but that's if Jags Bills is my number one game, my number two game might be Patriots Chargers. Just because, one, I think what Justin Herbert is doing this year is incredible. You want to talk about a one unit dragging someone around. I got one player dragging a sorry ass entire injury riddled offense through. And so I want to see if he can do it. And I want to see how good New England is. Is New England really a true contender, or are they more Minnesota Vikings, but longer stability? Because obviously the Patriots are going to continue to get better. They're going to be able to add pieces to this.
The one game we haven't talked about.
And I point out, they do have two guys facing major felonies.
Who?
Stephon Diggs is accused of beating the crap and choking a gal. And then...
Christian Barrymore.
Yeah, Christian Barrymore is also... Well, same thing. He's...
Man.
Yeah. That, having a hard time keeping your hands off the ladies.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, not in that way.
Oh.
I can't imagine Rob just at home just delivering a just delivering a backhand.
Are you kidding me? My wife kicks the crap out of me. Okay. One last thing. Niners, Eagles, we haven't talked a lot about it. I don't know. I find it kind of uninteresting. Just because I find the Eagles kind of uninteresting, even though they're really good.
Yeah.
And the Niners are just so beat up.
Yeah.
But under Nick Sirianni, at home in the playoffs, the Eagles are 5-0, and their average margin of victory is 21 points.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. So.
Well, right. Yeah. Right off the Eagles at your own peril.
Exactly.
And by the way, their defense is starting to kind of come around.
If you look at the point spreads in all of these games, which I follow this stuff closely, there's only one that's really moved, and that is the Philly line. Philly opened 3.5 over the Niners.
It's now what, 5.5, 6?
It's like 5.5. Yeah. Like, everybody's jumping on Philly.
Well, I think people saw what happened last week with San Francisco's offense against the Seattle D. And the Eagles' defense has been a little more uneven, up and down, but that defense hunts, and it's getting better. They're starting to get healthy. And so I think it's the idea of, well, we just saw what happened, and are we about to see it again? I did see Trent Williams was at practice. He was doing some stuff. Don't know his status.
I thought they said he was going to be out.
He was out at practice. That
right.
I don't know what that means.
He's got a hamstring.
He's got a hammy, which I would assume that means you're out, but he was out there trying, and then Pearsall was out, but he was on a side field. And I'll tell you what, if Pearsall and Trent Williams can't go... At some point, like, you're out of warm bodies.
And Trent Williams was fully padded in practice.
Okay.
So that may be a good sign. Also, 49ers without Trent Williams, 4-13.
Yeah.
So
is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, think of the last thing we saw in that Seahawks 49ers game is Brock Purdy dead on the field because he was crushed by
that's true.
Yeah.
All right. There are your NFL wontons. I think you're ready for the playoffs. We will get back to Oregon, Indiana. Coming up next hour, Joey Harrington going to join us at 5:30. But up next, it's in the news. We do have a shooting. It's not good, but I have good news as well. Guess who is playing at Providence Park this July? We've got
Neil Diamond.
We've got some concert news. Oh. Unfortunately, Neil is not touring. He's, the deal.
He's got Parkinson's.
Yeah. Did you wait? Time out.
You're calling for
I'm
the ball?
I'm calling a tee.
Okay.
Pertaining to nothing, I just found out yesterday Brett Favre has Parkinson's. Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that, Steve?
He had a press conference where he was like, yeah, I know I'm a horrible human being, but I have Parkinson's. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think that was just either this year or last year that he had a very somber press conference.
All right. Yeah. In the news is next. Here's Steven. All right, well, you're about to lose this because Miami and Ole Miss are running out onto the field now. Mario Cristobal was very confused as to which direction he was supposed to run.
A little awkward there.
Well, he said he couldn't see, and then the guy was trying to tell him, and he was...
Someone shoot him? Has Cristobal been shot?
Cristobal strangled him with his high tee.
I think Chris Paul's thick enough. He could probably take a slug.
And then Michael Irvin came running down the tunnel and started eating the guy. I mean, come on. Ole Miss cannot handle the testosterone on the Miami sideline.
Look, I'll tell you what. If testosterone is the X factor in this game, we know which side has the advantage.
Do they really, before we get to in the news, do we really need the American flag that's the size of a small planet? Is that necessary?
I think it is.
Yeah?
That's, you got to cover the whole field. And,
do you?
Yeah. America.
Okay. It is January 7, 2026. It is time now. Oh, January 8, 2026. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted and humble newsman. Hello, thank you. It's brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at AdvocatesLaw.com. Today is Argyle Day. Mm. Do you ever have a, I know you probably used to have Argyle.
Yeah, I like Argyle, but I don't.
You have anything Argyle right now?
I don't. I might have some Argyle socks, maybe, but I wish I could wear more Argyle, but I don't think it's a big man's game.
Oh, really?
Nah, the Argyle.
Is it still in, or is it an old man thing?
I don't know.
I'm asking the wrong guy. Bubble bath day as well.
When's the last time you had a bubble bath?
You know what? When I was jotting that down today, yeah. I thought about that, and I said to myself, I don't think I've ever had a bubble bath.
I've had a bubble bath, but I mean, here goes back to my whole big guy thing. I don't fit in bathtubs. Like,
well, but why a bubble? Like, I don't.
It's very soothing.
Is it?
Yeah. Now, I will say that I have a hot tub that I'm in all the time, and that is essentially a bubble bath, right? I turn on the jets and, you know.
Yeah, that's not a bubble bath. Well, I mean. You gotta have the bubbles, man.
Well, there are bubbles that are formed.
Yeah, but that's not a bubble. Come on. Nobody calls a hot tub a bubble bath.
As close as I get to it.
Okay, well, here's the bad news.
Brother Ducky, you're the one. Do-do-do-do. You make bath time
lots of fun.
Try it again, please.
That's what I think of when you give me the bubble bath. I think of old Bert and Ernie.
Yeah. Two people were shot by federal law enforcement agents Thursday afternoon in East Portland.
That's great.
Officers responded to Southeast Main Street near I-205, the location of Adventist Health Portland, for a report of a shooting at 2:18 p.m. Officers confirmed at the scene that federal agents were involved in the shooting, which happened in the hospital parking lot.
So this is not ICE. I guess they're saying this is Border Patrol.
No, it just says federal agents here.
Well, and now they keep doing updates on this, but I think the FBI said that they're going to lead the investigation.
Hey, you can maybe get some info for
us. There you go.
Text your FBI friends.
And so it seems like this is now that this was like 25 minutes ago. They're saying it was with U.S. Border and Customs. They shot a husband and wife. And it was, again, over the vehicle that nearly struck their agents.
Yeah, they said there was a car with a door open, damaged in the parking lot.
Yeah. I found it interesting, though, that, like,
they did not.
Well, they didn't actually stick around. Like, they shot him, and then we're like,
we're out of here. The two people shot, they don't know the status, but they were taken to the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's, we're, nothing good's happening right
Wild
now.
Wild stuff.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
You tell me.
I don't know. I don't want to get into it, but
yeah, we should.
I can't believe what's happening.
You got a statement here.
Actually, I can believe it.
Totally believable.
Yeah.
Where is that statement?
I don't know what statement. Who are you?
Oh,
the mayor.
The mayor.
Yeah, the mayor.
Yeah, he said.
I have that. If you want.
Keith Wilson. He said, "We cannot sit by while constitutional protections erode and bloodshed mounts. Portland is not a training ground for militarized agents, and the full force threatened by the administration has deadly consequences. As mayor, I call on ICE to end all operations in Portland until a full investigation can be completed. Federal militarization undermines effective community-based public safety, and it runs counter to the values that define our region. I will use every legal and legislative tool available to protect our residents' civil and human rights."
I'll just tell you, man, it's terrifying. This feels like this is coming to a roiling boil, and it's
a roiling boil.
Yeah, it's this is.
Well,
just
and all, to think you're just a big white guy.
Yeah, this is just all just bad. It's just it's really really scary.
Guess who's coming to Providence Park? This show will be July 17th.
Well, I already said Neil Diamond, but apparently that's not going to happen. But I'm on a Neil Diamond kick. So is it someone that's as cool as Neil Diamond? Burt Bacharach.
Huh. Well,
the Velvet Fog.
He's really good. I don't know that he's as cool as Neil. I mean, I went to the Neil show. I went to a couple Neil shows when he came through Portland. And one of them I'll never forget. Because basically, it's basically just a bunch of old ladies sitting there crocheting, yeah, like waiting for the show.
By the way, going to the Broadway show, it's a lot of that same sort of thing. There was a bus from the Caremark facility that was letting people, yeah, off in front of the Keller.
Yeah, that's his audience. Yeah. But I just remember how many of the old ladies, like, so they're just sitting there reading books and stuff before, mm-hmm, the show starts. Like, usually you're getting lubed up, you know, maybe doing a line or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And they're just reading books or crocheting. But once Neil came out there in his sequins, it was amazing how many women run up, old women, oh, run, yeah, up to the stage, yeah, and, you know, now, toss panties and
I will say
bras.
That there is a member of my family who has thrown a undergarment at Neil Diamond.
Who's that? John? Who?
Little Bool, I may be looking at you.
Really?
Yeah. My mom threw something to Neil Diamond years and years ago.
That's fantastic. Because why not? Like, what's the point of that, though? I don't understand.
I think my mom just got caught up in the moment. She's a free swinging Euro, and
yeah,
my dad.
But
was
are they
all
hoping
it.
Neil's people are like, you, come here, and then they, and then they shuffle him back to the back?
Like, little Bool, get up here. That was back in the day. She was younger, you know. She was spry back in the day. But yes, I remember hearing the story about my mom hurling something at Neil Diamond back in the day. I was like, what? That might have been when I just first became aware of who Neil Diamond was.
You gotta shoot your shot, man.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Check this out, Neil.
There's no other way to shoot your shot than toss your panties at him.
Well, there's a couple artists like that have it where they have like a mic stand or whatever, and they put all the bras and panties, and then they put it on there, and it's like a traveling
it's
thing.
Like Coyote Ugly.
Yeah, something like that.
No, I'm speaking of country music star Chris Stapleton. He will be here.
Oh, Chris Stapleton's great.
He will bring his All-American Roadshow to Providence Park this summer.
Mm.
Large-scale concerts. This one, July 17th, with Grace Potter as a special guest.
Grace Potter, also great voice. Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, I believe, are her band. Now, I've seen Chris Stapleton, and I will tell you this. It is not the most dynamic of shows. He's got a little Alan Jackson where he just kind of stays put. Yeah. But that dude,
too. He was very good. He sounds really good.
He sounds amazing. Live. Yes.
So there's that for you guys out there. Coming up next, is Clark County prepared for a silver tsunami?
A what?
Are you prepared for a silver tsunami? You live up there.
I think I know what you're talking about. And if so, I'm living in the silver tsunami right now.
Yeah, you're right in the eye of the storm.
I am in the eye of the storm.
That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, I can report to you that if the first series is any indication, Ole Miss may get negative points because they did not block one guy on the Miami defense.
No, including a sack there. It was on third and four. So.
Yeah, it was ugly. Not but Carson Beck, being Carson Beck, he has already missed a wide open touchdown.
I'm not really sure where he was trying to throw the ball. If that was his intended receiver, you won't see a worse pass in the playoff this year.
Well, it
year.
Was definitely his intended receiver. The question is did the guy run the wrong route? But he broke free and was...
Certainly didn't look like he ran
wide open if he leads him, and he threw it like 20 yards behind him and over his other shoulder.
Wrong shoulder.
What are you doing?
Well, hey, fourth and two, and we got Miami saying, screw it, we're going for it.
Oh, my God, Cristobal pulling a Dan Lanning.
Yeah. Fourth and two on, looks like the Ole Miss, 43? So this makes sense.
This is in the news for Jan 8. 2026. It is Elvis's birthday, by the way.
That's right. January 8th. I was thinking about there's a movie called DC Cab.
Yeah.
And starring the great Mr. T. And in no ways is it a good movie, but it does feature Gary Busey. And he drops the great line. I always remember Elvis's birthday. Just so you know, I don't go to work on January 8th. Why? Because that's Elvis's birthday. That birthday, for whatever reason, because of that line in the movie, is forever burned in my brain.
Well, demographers have long warned a silver tsunami of baby boomers would overflow nursing home capacity, and that time in Clark County
is now.
Is near.
I will say that we have so many old folks' homes over there, and they're trying to build more. They pop up all the time.
Already 122,664 Clark County residents, 23% of the county's total population, are older than 60. Meanwhile, they have 8 skilled nursing centers with a combined 744 beds.
Mm. Doesn't seem like that's enough.
That's not a good ratio.
No, it is not.
Right there.
Yeah. It's a rough go. But they're trying. Some of the ones we have over there are quite nice, though.
So they'll build, if you're wondering, you're like, well, how's that going to work? Well, they're saying that they'll build assisted living, like private pay places all day.
Yeah.
Because they make a bunch of money on
Yes.
them. What they don't want to build are nursing homes.
Yes.
You know, skilled care.
Yeah.
They're expensive, and the math doesn't math.
The math doesn't math. This is one of those things that if you've had to go through it, and I know you have, I've done it. If you've had to deal with trying to get care for an elderly parent, we have a crisis coming down the road in the country. Because even if you are a middle-class family that saved a little bit, the amount of money that it cost to try to care for an elderly person is astronomical. And the care that you get based on the government, if you can find a bed, it ain't good. And it really is I don't wish it on anybody.
No, it's brutal.
It's really bad.
It's very confusing. People don't know. It's just, there's so much to it. If I had any advice for people of our age, you're what, 47?
Yeah.
I'm 50. Get a long-term care policy.
Policy, yes.
Do it.
Even if you have to start paying into it now.
You will have to start paying now, but it will absolutely be worth it when you're older.
I have one, and it's quite expensive. Every month when I look at the bill and I see it come out, I'm always like, ugh. And then I think to myself,
you're doing the right thing.
When I'm 65 or 70, or God forbid, if something happens, you do not want to end up, if you can even, and that's the thing, the people that can get into the government homes, you're grateful that you're even in some place, but they're awful places. And yet it's better because if you don't, you don't have another option. Yeah.
That is in the news for Jan 8, 2026, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. We'll get to a few headlines. Another NFL coach fired. And the latest on Damon Williams. It's getting a little screwy. Joey Harrington coming up next hour on Oregon, Indiana as well, here on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.